Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And now, here's your host, Rick Ingram.
All right, guys, welcome back. Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. Unbelievable momentum in this crowd. These people, they've been here for 40 days waiting in line. We're like a hot pair of sneakers. Thank you for listening, being back. We got a special guest stranger today.
Yes, celebrity stranger.
Celebrity stranger. Oh, yes. One of the best things about me is I don't know who anyone is.
That's the most true thing you've ever said on the podcast. Be like,
she'll say something about someone, and I'll go, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I haven't watched TV or a movie since 1996, which is a good year. It was a great year. And I just said, we've peaked. Let's just do it. Welcome to the stage, Georgie Lahey. Lahey? Yeah. Yeah. Hi. Woo! Yes. Oh, welcome.
You're too funny. I'm like scared to be up here.
Oh, she's British.
I know. Yeah, you love London. Yeah. I've just been told.
So, this changes everything.
Yeah, that's why I'm so excited.
You're the best laugher in the crowd earlier. That's more than exciting.
I apologize. No. It just comes out.
You never have to apologize for laughing at comedy shows. That's one of the few things you're not required to apologize for.
Yeah, you can invite me
anymore.
Every week. I can be your laugher.
All right, so Georgie, is that correct way of pronouncing it?
You've got it right. Well
nice.
Done.
All right, Georgie.
Nailed it.
What part of Britain are you from?
I'm from Southeast London.
Southeast London.
The dodgy part, although you said that all of London is sooty and dodgy and ugly. And
the whole city is trash.
It is not trash.
One of the best cities in the world, but just utter trash. And I don't believe that she's from London because
I'm not trash.
No, really. Exactly right. And
beautiful team.
And because she's British. And when I was in London, I didn't meet a single British person the whole time I was there. It's weird. Like, the whole world...
Where the fuck were you?
I was in the parts where the tourists go, probably. I don't know. Piccadilly Circus.
Stonehenge, doing nothing. And there was no one around. You're like, I haven't met anybody.
Listen, I went to Stonehenge.
Just at the Buckingham Gates.
I said, I'm going to figure out this mystery of what's going on here. And I didn't do it. I was unable to do it. As a British person, do you consider yourself better than the rest of the world? You guys were the OG
Fuck
Americans. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're the OG Americans. You guys were doing We're Better Than Everyone Else way before we even existed.
I know. Well, that's the thing, like, especially like being a Brit in America, like, Americans love to ask me questions about the royal family.
Yeah.
Or Brexit and shit. And I'm like, I know fuck all about the royal family.
Yeah.
And Brexit, all I can say is that I was upset about it because I feel like, yeah, the whole world thinks we're so much better than, you know. And then we went, we're so much better than Europe.
Yeah.
Let's fuck off.
Yeah. We're out of here.
Yeah. See ya. Fuck you.
In your defense, the rest of Europe doesn't seem that cool.
Especially Paris.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, oh, la, la.
She genuinely sounded like she was from France just now.
I nailed it.
I've that was
practicing.
Crazy.
Practicing.
There was a second where I'm like, did the guest just switch bodies? All right, and so you live in America now.
I do.
How long have you been in America?
Fuck, 9 years.
9 years. What brought you here?
I got itchy.
Yeah.
Like, I was touring and I was having a great time. My career felt like it was going great for a few years. And then suddenly I was sort of coasting. I was engaged.
Yeah.
Left him in England.
Nice. And what did he look like? Because British people...
He looked like John Lennon. He thought that he was John Lennon reincarnated, basically.
He thought he was John Lennon, but he was really Liam Gallagher. Am I right?
He literally was a little Liam. Like, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That was a perfect impression of every British man on the planet.
Come on in, off you, in it.
It was like a weird Mr. Bean. It might have actually been Mr. Bean. Hello.
What are we talking about?
So you ditched your...
Yeah. So then I felt a bit itchy. So I was like, oh, fuck. Like, since I was a kid, I always said, when I'm older, I'm going to live in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know.
In a traditional British orphan accent.
Yeah, yeah. Please, sir. Can I have some more? Yeah. Yeah. So then, yeah. So then I realized I was in my 20s and I hadn't even been to LA. So I was like, oh, maybe let's go and visit.
Yeah.
So I came to visit. I hated it for the first 3 days. Much like you were talking about London, I just thought it was the fucking ugliest place I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was so spread out. I didn't know how the fuck I was going to get anywhere. There was just all these billboards of bullshit everywhere.
Yeah,
and I
was like,
this is a load of bollocks. I hate it. And then...
Bollocks. That's authentic British right there. A load
of
bollocks.
I feel like I got extra British when I came up here. Like, he doesn't like London, so I'm going to be like, oi. But yeah, and then on the fourth day, some random said... Go to Barney's Beanery. You'll meet some good people. Because I didn't know anyone.
Wow.
So I went to Barney's Beanery. I didn't know that Barney's Beanery was a sports bar. So I turned up in like this bondage dress with like this big medallion red lips necklace. I like curled my hair and like lashes like, you know, up here. And I walk in. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people like, whoa.
So then I sat at the bar and I was like, give me a tequila shot. Sat there. I made a lot of friends.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I went to, after that, we went to like another place and then we went to a house party. I ended up moving into that house and I still live in America.
Well, hold on. you, for the record, you went to a house party and never left?
Yeah. That's literally fun. What happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've been kicked out since. I lasted like 4 months.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is wear bondage attire to a bar.
Yep.
I've been to Barney's Beanery probably 3 dozen times in my life. Have zero friends to show for it. Not once did anyone ever even talk to me. I showed up. I was in my bondage outfit. Same thing, went straight to the bar, ordered a shot of tequila. And the weird thing, this is where it gets weird. Nobody was interested in trying to sleep with me, which...
No one invited you back to their house.
No. And also, I've only ever been to 2 house parties in Los Angeles in 19 years.
May I suggest a custom license plate?
That's not a bad plan.
Just so people know.
You think that would have helped?
Maybe.
All right, we'll figure
My
it out.
My issue with Barney's is that they have the biggest menu in the world.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what are you? Then, I don't even know. I can't make a decision. There's 20 pages on this goddamn menu.
It's a newspaper.
Yeah.
And then there seems to be no specialty whatsoever.
No, zero. You know where In-N-Out, you're like, you do one thing, great.
You do
Barney's
this.
Is like, what do you want? They're we'll try.
With 1,000 drunk people.
Yeah. We have a subpar version of whatever it is you're looking for.
Do you want nachos or meatballs?
It's all frozen. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
Can we suggest drinking a lot before eating any of this food? Which Barney's did they tell you to go to? The one here in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one on the corner.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Their pizza's good as well.
Yeah.
Their pizza.
Great pizza.
Listen, British people are like, any of American food is good. Yeah.
I have made many a friend at that Barney's.
Right?
I have.
Many, many friends at Barney's.
Sorry to disappoint you, Rick.
And attended a house party around the corner of that Barney's.
Unbelievable.
But it also feels like a British person in America.
Hey, do you guys want me to leave? What's going on here?
Excuse me.
Sorry. It's all right.
Like the food there would be impressive to a British person.
Yeah, because there's a lot of
selection. I miss my British food.
What is British food other than beans for breakfast? Weird sausage.
For breakfast, you just basically fry everything.
Yeah.
So you fry your bacon, your sausage, your little chipotle.
By the way, when she says bacon, she means ham. Just
no,
so
I
we're
don't
clear.
Fucking mean ham, but is it streaky?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. It's the big part of the bacon.
Yeah, I got a bacon and egg sandwich when I was in England, and they just gave me a big, thick slice of ham
it's
and
bacon.
Egg. Listen, we have bacon here, and it'll kill you immediately, and it's spectacular. And I have no problem with ham, but tell me I'm fucking ordering ham, okay? They put mayonnaise on everything over there, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I hated mayo until... I moved out here and then I started liking it. Maybe because it was, yeah, it was everywhere. So yeah. I was like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Too, far too common.
Yeah. 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 You're bougie, I think is the term.
No, I'm not. I'm
is that a compliment? I don't know what bougie means.
Bougie.
Yeah. Okay.
Bougie's not me.
That's not you. All right. And you said you performed. You're touring. So are you a musician?
Fuck, I do a lot of things. Yeah, I do sing, but I also was in the circus, so I breathe fire.
Are you serious?
And, yeah.
You're
fire,
circus
I
folk?
Body burning and
body
yeah,
burning.
Yeah. And then yeah. I used to have a pet snake. I do trapeze.
You had a pet snake?
Yeah.
That's so weird. No, I mean it is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, and it's okay to be weird, but like I've never met someone with a snake and been like, "What a fucking normal guy." Just a really normal person. If your pet will eat other people's pets, it doesn't count as a pet. That's how I feel about it. If a chihuahua could be fed to your pet.
A chihuahua.
Yeah, a chihuahua.
It's like a dog and a ShamWow mix. Yeah.
It's not a chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
First of all, chihuahua. Let's not insult ShamWow, our number one sponsor, ShamWow. Well, look, while we're on the subject of ShamWow, I once had to drive the ShamWow guy to his mom's house. True story. And it was right after he got busted for hitting a prostitute.
Yeah.
And so he's in my
Did
car.
Did he hit her with a ShamWow?
What? I don't know. What are you guys talking about?
There's this really terrible infomercial on TV
okay.
where he sold a rag. And he was like, it's the ShamWow.
It was an extra absorbent
yeah.
rag.
Okay.
That's what they sold it as.
Sorry,
in the commercial,
I didn't get to keep up.
In the commercial, they pour a bunch of grape juice on a table. And then Vince just takes a ShamWow and he goes... It's all clean. So, first of all, it's a scam. It's the worst towel of all time.
Did you have any?
Yeah, he literally...
You bought them.
No, I didn't buy them. Oh. I worked at a post-production house where we edited the ShamWow commercial.
Them.
And so he gave me a bunch of ShamWows. So one day, they're like, you got to take Vince to his mom's house. And I'm like, yeah, let's fucking do that. And we're driving to his mom's house, and it's awkward. And I go to the guy, hey, so you you punched that prostitute in Miami.
Did not.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And this is what he told me. He goes, oh, well, you know, I mean, I was a Scientologist for a long time. And when I left Scientology because they wanted all my money, they set me up with this hooker, and we were tongue kissing, and she bit my tongue, and so I punched her. And I went,
what?
Yeah, story checks out, Vince. We're at your mom's. So anyway.
I'm so lost.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sitting here like.
Yeah, what Georgie, I didn't mean to stray, but
no.
I thought it was an important.
It was very important.
Part of everyone's story to hear about the ShamWow guy. All right, so you're doing circus related stuff. What's the craziest thing you had to do for a circus?
Oh, God. Well, I once fell off a 12-foot trapeze.
Yeah?
I wasn't meant to.
What happened?
I landed in the audience. I was like, fuck.
Did you land on people?
No, I managed. I don't know. I was upside down, and I fell. And I managed to, like, land like Spider-Man.
Whoa.
In between everyone. Like.
Where?
This was in London. In your favorite city,
yeah,
and yeah, but I did smack my ass on the stage on the way down, but I finished the whole show and then later was rushed to hospital and had a giant hematoma, like it's fucking big, and my bruise looked like Marilyn Monroe though, so
wow,
it's quite hot.
That's impressive. Most Marilyn Monroe references you get in Los Angeles is every female that's ever lived here telling you that Marilyn Monroe lived in her building at one point. It's pretty standard. At least a dozen times I've had someone go, well, Marilyn Monroe lived there in like 1964. And you're like, no, she didn't.
Well, did she die there? Then
yeah,
it's not
that's
cool.
The important thing. I once lived in an apartment where the guy goes, you know, you used to live here. And I'm like, oh, here it comes. Big
there
celebrity.
You go.
Big celebrity. The where's the beef lady?
And I was like, sold. I'll take the apartment. You don't lie about that. That, you know, that lady actually lived there. By the way,
I have no idea what's on that card. You keep looking at it.
It's just your name. I'm looking at it for the info.
What's he looking at?
Have you eaten at the Chipotle in London? Because I did, and it was not the best.
No. I ate. There was another Mexican restaurant. There wasn't a Chipotle there when I was last there.
Yeah.
But there was some other Mexican restaurant called Wakama or something. I don't know. I ate there, and I was like, Mexican food is the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life. It was all these different tastes
right
together, and I'm like, oh, is this disgusting?
Yeah, it makes sense, because it has flavor. And British people don't.
We love salt. Salt is a flavor.
All of the food in England tastes like air. That's what they were like. What if we took that potato and made it taste like water somehow? So, all right. So, not a fan of Mexican food.
No. And then I moved out here, and then
it was English Mexican food.
And then they were like,
Yeah.
You have to have Mexican food. And we went into like a little hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing I've ever eaten. And yeah, I fucking love it.
Yeah. Well,
So it was just English Mexican food. So I agree with you. The English Mexican food's not good. But English food is fucking great. So
yeah.
Shut up.
Well, we have Mexicans here. That's the key. It's very important in that world. Can I get you a chalupa? Is that something you'd be interested in?
You're so British. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Governor, we got taquitos. Yeah. All right, so are you in a relationship? Do you have a boyfriend now? You said you had a fiance you ditched back there. How is dating in America?
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
And now, yes, I do have a boyfriend, and he said if I mention him, he'll kill me. So
yeah,
he's not here.
Obviously.
He's not in this room.
Look at that gorgeous, chiseled American man. I'll fight you for him right now. I mean, when you meet a guy, do you tell them, you know, I'm a carny, I've done circus-related things?
Yeah, it's usually the first thing I say to someone. Yeah,
that's
why dating's gone really well in the 9 years I've been here.
Yeah, listen, I always open with that, and I've never been a part of a circus, but it lets people know that you're down to party, you know what I mean? What about dating in London? British dudes, is that?
Yeah, well, what I noticed about the difference between guys in England and guys in America is like a guy in England will come up to you and be like, "Oi, you sexy, innit?
Oi,
oi, oi, you what, innit?" That's it.
Yeah.
A guy in America, maybe it's not America. I think it's LA. I feel like LA has this whole "you only live once" mentality.
Yeah.
So they'll come up to me and they'll have like a really like interesting chat up line, like, oh my god, your earlobes are so cute, or like oh
earlobes?
My god, I love your socks, oh my god, you look, yeah, there's always something really
strange,
way more, like, or they've also like they have like this great confidence. Like I once had a guy off the street walk into a yoga class that I was in. Like it was a glass building, and he walked all the way in through the girls and gave me his number. Like, that doesn't happen in England. In England, they're like, "Oi, you sexy," and if you don't say anything, they're like, "Fuck you, you cunt," and that's it. You know.
I got to give a lot of respect.
They're
to
more
the
romantic
British
out here, I have to say.
Do you want this dick or not, cunt? Take it or leave it.
I want to stroke your gas, love. And then, that's it. They just fuck off.
Whereas the Americans, oi, oi. They're all Roy Kent.
Yeah, very Roy Kent, yeah.
Yeah, and then the American guys have weird things like, "Babe, I want to fuck your earlobe." And you're like, yeah, okay.
At least you're creative. At least it's something new.
Yeah.
I might just call you to be like, well done.
Yeah.
I liked what you said. I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, I don't ever want to see you again.
That was good. You've got confidence.
But thanks for interrupting yoga class. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed the fart smell. That's how you know he's a risk taker, because he walked in there like, this might smell like farts, but still went for it. Maybe that was his thing. That might have been his thing. All right. And so what do you do now?
fuck. I'm an entertainment whore. I do anything entertaining.
Right. You're down.
Acting, making you laugh.
Yeah, hopefully. Listen. You were willing to do
the circus stuff.
Yeah, you were willing to do this podcast.
I
think
willing
we're
to
all
be on this. Clearly,
pretty
I have,
clear
no,
you're
yeah.
open to some no ideas.
No. Yeah, and I also art model as well. I'm a muse for sculptors.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, so I take my kit off for a living. Yeah.
You get naked, and then you get artists, aka perverts. Let's not kid ourselves. I grew up in a decent Christian household. Every guy in this room, though, at some point back in the 1900s, if you're young enough, you're like, I'm going to jerk off to a painting for sure. Porn wasn't readily available. The Gen Zers don't know what I'm talking about because they were born in a world of pure porn all the time. But, you know, the people who lived in the 1900s, they masturbated to paintings at some point. Yeah, look how quiet you all got.
That's hot chicks.
Very uncomfortable. Only Mike is over there like, I'll masturbate to a painting right now. I don't care.
Of a young man.
He's a what?
A what? Of a young man.
What?
Listen.
Not a callback from earlier? Oh, of a young man? Of
yeah,
a pedophile?
I'm following you now because he's a pederast.
Right. Never mind.
Listen, things are getting weird, okay?
Only just now.
Yeah, only
weird.
Now. Only one person is allowed to call people in the audience a pederast, and that's me. Am I right, Mike? That's our thing. By the way, if you guys want to see Mike, he's at the local middle school 4 or 5 days a week. Just hanging. He just hangs out. He's a cool guy. So do you like Americans in general, or do you think we're shit? Because I know a lot of the world just thinks we're shit. It's okay if you do. Again.
No. I fucking love Americans.
You do.
I love Americans. I love America. I love LA. Yeah. I don't.
What other parts of America have you seen?
God, I'm really bad at geography. I'm geographically challenged, so I don't want to say what. I don't know. I've done like Arizona, Nevada, East Coast a bunch.
Yeah.
I've only been to like Houston and Austin and Texas. Santa Fe. I've been to Santa Fe.
You know, I went to college in Santa Fe. That's a nice place.
It was nice. I really liked it out there.
Very sleepy.
Have I been anywhere else? I don't know. Florida. Someone, you're from
That's
Florida.
That's a relief because usually people in Europe are like, Americans don't know anything about geography up here.
But so she's.
I don't know anything about geography, the whole world. I'm very geographically challenged, yeah. I get very confused. I mix everything up. So.
I feel like you should check out Nebraska.
Okay.
I feel like you would.
Yeah.
Would
they like me out there. Yeah.
Yeah. They
all
would,
right.
They would like you, but then they would have to pretend like they didn't like you.
They'd
be like, she's foreign and she's dressed provocatively, so this is a problem. Are you religious? Don't pull it down now. We're trying to get hits.
Pull my cock out. That's what we have to do, right?
Exactly. Get the cock out.
Okay, got it.
Someone's familiar with the podcast. That. Yeah.
Yeah. I pay attention. I do.
Have you ever taken your cock out in France? That's a question I ask every guest. Do you hate French people? I know there's a rivalry naturally between the
frogs.
Two of you.
No, the froggies. As my dad calls it, the froggies. No, I lived in Paris for a little bit.
Okay.
I loved Paris. I just wish there wasn't any Parisians in it.
Yeah, obviously. They're terrible people.
The first time I went to Paris, I got off the Eurostar and I'm just like walking like bright-eyed like, oh, Paris is so nice. And some random French man kicked me up the ass. They literally went,
what?
And then ran off. Like, is this Paris? Is this what men do? Fuck.
They're,
Their relationship lasted 4 months after that.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good in bed, but I didn't like the opening.
So smooth, the French.
Let me kick your ass.
Have you been on TV in America or Britain?
Yes, yes.
Where?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
All right, what did you do here and what did you do there?
Oh, God.
Were you acting? Were you performing?
Acting, I've done a lot of reality stuff, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What kind of reality stuff?
I did Britain's Got Talent.
Nice. Is that the original or did we invent it?
I think we originated everything, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys did it and then
we
were like...
Yeah, we did everything first and then you guys...
Someone watched Britain's Got Talent and they're like, man, this gives me an idea.
Yeah! Oh!
Hear me out, man. America's Got Talent.
So he'd buy it.
Yeah, he'd buy it right now.
Yeah.
All right, so you went on Britain's Got Talent. What did you do?
Snake, fire, stilts, trapeze, all that stuff. Yeah, David Hasselhoff said, I love the way you handle that snake.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's still my claim to fame from now. That was many, many years ago, and I'm like,
strangely
David
enough,
Hasselhoff likes the way I handle snakes.
Strangely enough, Hasselhoff said the same thing to me. I was just walking down the street, minding my own business, masturbating.
Really good at it.
Hasselhoff hits me with the, I like the way you handle that snake. And he's usually into Germans, so that's a good sign that he was willing to explore other avenues. All right, so who do they got judging that? It's Hasselhoff and who else?
Oh, God. Simon Cowell.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah.
That's big time.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people that are famous in England that
we wouldn't
I don't
know.
Need to talk about. Yeah. But yeah,
I've watched the I've watched The Inbetweeners before.
I fucking love The Inbetweeners. The Briefcase Wanker. Yeah, I love it.
It's a great show. The first episode I watched, I was in London. I saw like there was a movie or something out at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a bunch of ads on all the buses. And I'm like, I'm going to watch it. So I turned on the TV and it was on.
It's on.
So I watched it. There was a dude, he stands up in a boat, just his big hairy dick out. Like 2 minutes into the episode. And I'm like, no wonder they like this show over here.
I just remember them, like that show, like them saying the garage.
The garage.
The garage.
Yeah.
And it was like a shop where they like fixed up cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's, they're so different.
We speak the same language, but do we? it's a very amusing show. That's, I think, the only British show I know of. Do you like Monty Python?
I do, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm willing to put it out there.
Do you know that I have the... John Cleese gave me the dead parrot from the sketch, and I have it in my garage.
Is that true?
My garage.
Your garage.
Your garage.
Yeah, yeah. I have the dead parrot.
Do you have a dead parrot in your garage?
I'd like to return this dead parrot.
Yeah, I just...
you see it. Yeah.
I've watched it so many times, and not once have I even chuckled.
None of the sketches, not even the one where they go in the room to have an argument, and then they can't end that's fucking funny. No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I know nothing.
You guys can literally name every skit.
What about the rich people when they're complaining about like how they came from like small beginnings?
Or the angry grannies that beat the shit out of everyone? No.
Angry grannies? Are they played by a gentleman?
Yeah.
Not into it.
And they beat. No.
If there's a video of angry grannies who are actually grannies beating people up, I'll watch that all fucking day.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't want to see men dressed up as women abusing people. That's sexist.
Touche.
So have you been on other shows?
I did The Bachelor. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Here or there?
No, there. Sorry.
British.
So I know you really don't like anything about England,
British,
London, English people, English
listen,
humor. Like,
I don't know.
I should just shut up and get off the stage.
No, right? No. I find this fascinating.
Yes, of course.
British Bachelor. Funny. So it's a British guy.
Yes.
And how many women?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, like, the concept... I'd never even seen the show, and I'm on it.
Yeah.
And the concept of it is so bizarre. Like, there's no way in hell on earth that I would fight 20 women for one man. I'd be like, oh, you're after someone else? Okay, fine, you have them.
Yeah.
But then I'm on the show, and I'm like, okay. And then there's 20 women in a house, a very nice house, in South Africa, surrounded by a lake.
South Africa? Yeah. Fuck yeah, they got the best variants.
Surrounded by a lake and like a winery, and it's, yeah, it's.
Shout out Omricon.
Or whatever it is. Terminator of fucking COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're in this big house with like 20 women, and then they throw one penis in. Of course, you're going to be attracted to it.
Obviously.
And of course, we're all going to fight over it.
Yeah.
And of course, I fell in love.
Did you?
Well, until he kicked me off the show and I cried.
And then how quickly after you got kicked off were you like, fuck that limey pile of shit. Sorry, love. Sorry, love.
Sorry.
Didn't pick you this time.
What do they say?
Oh, God.
They say something different than they do in America.
If you get ghosted in England, does it have an accent? That's really the question. All right, so how far did you make it?
There's 10 episodes. He kicked me out in the end of the sixth one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you made it at least halfway.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I was just in shock because, like, the girls loved me. He loved me. Producers loved me. I was having a fucking great time. And then suddenly he doesn't call out my name. I wasn't even listening to the names because I was like, there's no way I'm not staying.
Yeah, I'm a shoo-in. Yeah.
Of course I'm going to stay on the show.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they're all looking at me and they're like, oh, they're hugging me. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
He didn't call my name? What?
Yeah. Furious. Just
so
living.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, he wants to say his final words. I'm like, he can fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. You gave him the British man treatment.
Yeah.
You don't want this, then go fuck yourself. I hope your queen dies.
I love the queen.
No, I know. But yeah. I try and end every conversation I have with, I hope your queen dies. But it's a Freddie Mercury
reference.
Your queen,
not my queen.
Yeah.
Yours, yeah.
It's a Freddie Mercury reference, yeah. Oh, that brought you down? I threaten the life of her monarchy, but you got, okay. So on these shows, do they tell you things to do? Do you have to be scandalous? Do they?
No, like.
Do they get you drunk?
What? Oh fuck yeah, they get you drunk. Yeah. But like yeah, it's what they don't show is the amount of downtime. There's a lot of time where you're doing fuck all, and that will make you go mental. Like there's a reason why people on reality shows lose the plot. You know, like it's like. We're sitting around, we don't have a phone, can't talk to my mom and dad, you know, I can't do anything but talk to these women that are all obsessing about the same man, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to go mental,
I always feel like that. That is the crux of that show, where it's like they take away your phone, they take away any contact with the outside world, and then it's like, of course you're going to become obsessed with the one thing that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were actually in love with him, or it was the show that made you in love with him?
It was, as I said before, it was the only option.
Yeah.
Who am I going to love? Yeah. It's one person that I can love. But more, it was just like I fell in love with the whole experience, and I didn't know that I was going to be able to be authentically myself, which sounds so fucking wanky in LA. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
but like I was being myself, and like the girls loved me, he loved me. I got the best first impression rose because when I walked in, I did body burning and jumped into splits and breathe fire. So that was quite the entrance.
Literally hot.
Yeah.
I like that.
I was hot, all right, yeah. I was having just such an amazing time. And then when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, you couldn't be less my type.
Yeah.
I always say, like, I can't fall in love with someone that has longer hair than me. His hair was fucking down to here. And I'm just not really that into beards. No offense, boyfriend. But.
Wow. Unbelievable. Is he shaving right now? Smart man.
But I've never really been like this whole thing, tattoos and beards now, you know, and it's just like, it's not that I don't like beards, but it's not like something I have to.
You weren't striving for
the beard.
I don't
have to sit on a beard. Yeah.
Yeah. And, someone just got luckier.
I don't have to, but I will. No.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? No, so I wasn't, yeah, I wasn't really that attracted to him. But then when I started talking to him, like, we had similar sense of humor. We had similar upbringings. We're both from the same part of town. Both our parents are still together. And I was being all like, oh, romantic. Oh, we're so alike. It's like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had a great time with him. And when he kissed me, I cried on national television.
Wow. That's emotional.
I hadn't had a kiss in like 6 months. Of course I'm going to fucking cry.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever seen the tears after a good kiss? This is bullshit.
That's my whole thing about this show, though. Like, it always feels like a last man on earth scenario. Like, yeah, you're putting, yeah, like, hormones in a situation to feel like this is your only option. So, of course,
yeah,
when you're drinking and you're trapped alone with no phone and no communication, you're like, I think I love him.
Well, this was, yeah, and this was the crazy thing is that I had a podcast too. Not nice. As funny as yours. But afterwards, I started a podcast and I was interviewing. It's called Georgie and Friends. So I was interviewing my friends. I thought, oh, fuck it. What a great thing to do is go and interview The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the fact and like talk to him about like, yo, fuck, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
You cunt. Yeah.
You could have had me, and you fucking cunt.
Yeah, what were you thinking? Yeah. And then I went to his house and he has two roommates. And he's a personal trainer. I'm like,
what a fucking loser.
I'm like, this was going to be all mine. This was what I was like fucking fighting 20 women for. Like, really?
You would have inherited two roommates.
Yeah, yeah. And they were hotter than him. So yeah, it was very confusing.
That could have been all right. I'd watch that reality show.
Oh, yeah. I would have had a great time.
Roommates are such a deal breaker.
My three dads.
Roommates just say like, "Hey, I can't do all the dishes by myself.
Yeah,
I can't pay all my bills."
If you're a grown man with roommates, then you don't have dishes to do.
Right.
It's just you're a poor fucking loser, basically. So they got this poor fucking loser to be the bachelor.
Oh God, no! I didn't say that. You said that. I didn't say that. I
said
love
it.
You, Alex.
I said it.
Is he watching? What's his name? I'm going to fucking call
his
ass out.
I don't remember.
Yeah, right.
Is he married now? Is he like...
No. He'd broken up with the girl that won it before the show even aired.
Of course he did.
Because she found out he had fucking
roommates. Yeah. Listen here, Nigel. No one's buying your bullshit anymore. Cut your fucking hair and get those tattoos removed, you fucking pussy.
Hey, Pierce.
Yeah, great one. These fucking losers. Would you do the American Bachelor?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I guess you have a boyfriend now. No. That got weird. All right.
Yeah, really quick.
Hear
and
me
then
out.
She looked over.
No.
What if we get him to be the Bachelor?
It's actually a funny story. Because they approached me for the Bachelor out here. So I'm like, boyfriend. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
He doesn't want me to mention his name.
The unmentionable man in the room.
Boyfriend. Oh, I've just been approached to do Bachelor. I was like, how funny. He's like, you should do it. I'm like, wait, what?
Fuck yeah. That's a confident man. He knows who's got the suit dick.
Yeah, he's like, it would be great for your career. Just fucking do it. Like,
he's got the main event.
He's got the main event.
He's got the main event. I would just be, doing a bunch of relays or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Relays, yeah. It's a track and field sex analogy. It makes sense, yeah. All right, so he told you to do it, and you...
And then COVID hit, and it didn't happen, so...
Oh, right, COVID. That's a thing.
There's COVID, yeah. Apparently, there's a thing, yeah.
What did you do during COVID?
What did I do?
Were you podcasting still?
I became the perfect housewife.
Nice.
I always say to myself, I'm like, oh, okay, I breathe fire, I eat fire. I have all these crazy... I do stills. I have all these crazy fucking skills. I'm never, ever going to cook... and clean or do any of the things that women are meant to do. And then COVID hit and I was like,
By the way, the things that women were meant to do.
Amen. I can say it. I'm a woman. I'm a fucking woman.
I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. Because obviously out in Simi Valley, they know exactly what that's all about. All right, so you're doing.
So I ended up like loving cooking and loving like enjoying cleaning my house.
What
and
do you cook?
Also, the other thing I enjoyed was being by myself with my own thoughts, which I'd never been able to do my whole
It gets scary.
I'd never been able to do that. I was the escapist queen.
Yeah.
So like finally I was like, oh fuck, I have to sit here and listen to this. And I did it for so long that I started to enjoy.
I'm making sense now.
Yeah. Well, no, I never got there, but
what do you cook?
I still listened. Cooking. What do I cook? I was making a great spaghetti Alfredo with seared scallops.
Whew. Woof. That's some baller shit right there.
He did not help me at all. No.
What a pile of shit that good dick having motherfucker is. You didn't even see her scallops, you motherfucker?
Nope.
That's got to be a sex innuendo of some sort.
He did not see my scallops.
He never seared my scallops. everything sounds so much cooler with a British accent. And you get very excited about it. It makes it sound so much cooler. Like if I called someone a bastard, it's like, eh.
But if you called someone a bastard.
A bastard.
A bastard. Oi. Yeah.
I love the
shake
oi.
Shake your head while you do it. And they really believe. Bastard.
Just biting down. You don't want to get a blowjob from someone saying bastard in a British accent.
No blowjobs from Brits.
Okay, and do you have things you want to promote? Your podcast is called Georgie and Friends.
Yeah, I haven't done it for a while, but you can listen back to the episodes if you feel like it.
I think it's interesting because I don't have friends, per se.
Well, yeah, you have a lot of strangers, though, and you're doing a great job.
That's really where the idea came from.
Woo! I have no friends.
Unbelievable compliment. I told Sarah before, if I did a Rick Ingram Interviews His Friends podcast, we could do 4 solid episodes. Before we had to retire or I had to make new friends. And that's going to get scary because I'm a grown man. And I think we all know grown men shouldn't be making new friends.
It's not allowed.
Yeah, it's definitely not allowed. You got to touch their dick at least once. That's the rule. It's not the rule.
It's all about getting your dick out on this show,
yeah,
isn't it?
It always has been. All right, so what do you have other things you want to promote?
My social media is my name, Georgie Leahy, G-E-O-R.
Leahy.
G-I-E.
Is that how you say it?
L-E-A-H-Y. Yeah, it's Irish because, you know, we're all Irish.
You all get
we?
Around.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Leahy if you want, Leahy if you want. But, yeah, I say Leahy. That's how I was taught.
last question. What do you think about Welsh people?
Well, a thing that we say...
We can talk about it. Everyone here knows they fuck sheep. What else they got
going
on?
Yeah, yeah. So you want...
That's the Arkansas of Great Britain.
What you say about a Welsh girl is like, just buy her a bag of crisps and you can finger up the alley.
Oh. I don't know.
Make it up, you know, it's just common knowledge.
So, I want everyone here to know what my new favorite saying is. Wow, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, I'm glad I'm ending on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you all, my Welsh mates.
Listen. The Welsh were too busy getting fingered up the alley to be listening to this podcast. Great name for a podcast, by the way. Fingered up the alley.
That'll be my next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, get that one out there. It's already got a lot of buzz in the Comedy Store, specifically. Well, thank you for being on.
All
we appreciate
thank you for
it. Very
me.
Entertaining, yay! Yeah. Give Georgie a nice hand, everyone. Thank you, guys. Thanks for being here. Hope everyone had a good time tonight. All 3 different crowds that were here for the shows. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please DM Ingram Pod on Twitter. That's I-N-G-R-A-H-A-M Pod on Twitter.
Goodbye to everyday people.
Special thanks to the Comedy Store and to Brian Rips for the dope-ass music.